Yes, hello.
Hi Alex, it's Sarah from Deluxe Home Care.
You're who from where?
Sarah from Deluxe Home Care.
Okay, how can I help you?
I'm just going over Chantel's schedule. I see that for last week she was only over by you one day, and then this
Yes.
week she did 11 hours one day, meaning she slept overnight.
Yeah, she did because I was going out of town.
So she just stayed in your house?
No, well, yeah, she spent the night there because I was going out of town the next day.
Oh, I hear. And then she didn't come at all this week so far, right?
Because, okay, I am out of town this week.
Right, I hear that.
That's why she has not been back over.
So when are you going to be back?
I should be back, if not the end of this week, the first of next week. I'm not quite for sure exactly
First of
right
this
now.
week.
I'm doing some R&R.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, it's all right that you're out of town. I just see that is she sleeping over your house during night? She's working for you, or she's just sleeping at your house overnight?
No, she's working, yeah. When she stays overnight.
Well, she works. She doesn't just come over to sleep.
No, she's not just coming over to sleep, no.
I'm just making sure, because when I see like an overnight shift, that's what it kind of looks like.
Right, kind of looks like, no.
Okay, great. So that's 11 hours for the week, and then they're just the visits are very not consistent. Like, is that okay with you that it's so inconsistent?
Well, yeah, because like I said, sometimes I fish a lot. So I get a notion of like, I'm going fishing. So I might be gone for 2 or 3 days. I'm retired, you know what I'm saying? So I may be gone for 2 or 3 days, and when I get back, she comes over, takes care of the things that she needs to take care of, or whatever the case may be. Or if I'm going out of town, say like this time I was leaving town, so I just told her, when you come over this evening, you might just go ahead and do everything that you need to do. Because I'm going to be gone. So that's the reason why she stayed over and took care of everything.
I understand. Okay, thank you for clarifying that, and I will put a note in that you're okay with the schedule, that it's like this.
Yeah, I mean, the schedule's fine with me, like I said, especially if I'm out of town. I mean, if I'm not at home needing for her to come and take care of anything or whatever, it's no sense in, her coming by,
You just a lot of time.
which I told her if she wants to come by when I'm not there. If the house needs tidying up or whatever the case may be, or some laundry needs to be done or whatever, that's fine. Or she wants to prepare some meals, that's fine. But,
Right.
just told her I just told her if I'm out of town and I'm you getting ready to do it, just give me a call and let me know. That way I'll know that you're there taking care of stuff or whatever the case may be. But that hasn't happened, so
Okay, I hear. And then at the end of the month, just a lot of times you have so many extra hours. So what they're going to want me to do is if you see that most of the time you're not going to be using all your hours that you're given, they're going to need me to call the state and lower them, or you to call the state, because they can't have unused hours every
Oh,
month.
okay. So, how many hours is she allocating to you? How many are they giving me
So
for
for
the month?
each month, she has 86 hours. It differs a little bit, but this month's 86. It depends on how many
Okay,
you
so
have
she had
left.
86 that she can collect, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I'll be more diligent about that, making sure that she gets her hours.
Okay, great. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.